Welcome to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry, a program dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, advocating Christian families to adopt and get involved with foster care here in the Capital District, as well as globally, and encouraging and supporting those who've heard and heeded the call of James 1:27.
A father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families. Psalm 68, verses 5 and 6. Welcome to Orphans No More. I'm Sandra Flack, Executive Director of Justice for Orphans Ministry. Joining me today, all the way from Nepal, is Pastor and Coordinator of Nepal Without Orphans, Pastor Tech Prasad Rajal. Welcome, Pastor Tech.
Thank you so much, Sandra, for the opportunity, Orphan No More radio program. I'm so grateful to you for finding me to speak to a radio program.
Well, we thank you for your willingness to join us. I know it's evening there. Maybe our listeners can even hear the crickets in the background with the time difference. Nepal is located south of China and north of India. It's one of the poorest and least developed countries in the world. Pastor Tech, what are the statistics on how many orphans there are there in Nepal? Can you tell us?
Regarding orphans' number in Nepal, so we don't have exact data, but what I was going through different data, so I was reading from UNHCR report, United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. In 2014, it says there are 650,000 orphans. Mm. There is another report says UNICEF says in increasing vulnerability of children in Nepal, 2002 it was 8,835,000 children were orphaned, and 13,000 became orphaned by AIDS. So that it was kind of 1.5%. And then recently, there is another data says that Save the Children, it doesn't say the orphan exactly, but then after earthquake, there were 2 million children were affected, and there are 320,000 became homeless. Mm. So these are kind of the data I have received from different government NGOs working in Nepal, but I was just going through Nepal government statistics, but then they had information about the orphan homes register. So there are 594 orphan homes throughout Nepal registered, and there are a number of children living in there. So different data, but when I share this number, so mostly I will be based on like 650,000 children, semi or full orphan children throughout Nepal.
Wow. So the need is great. How did you get involved in orphan care ministry?
Actually, from 2004, I was involved to train pastors and leaders on biblical worldview and skills for holistic ministry. That is to encourage churches to love their neighbors and also mobilize local resources of the church to do the acts of love in the community. It's not just doing kind of evangelism, sharing gospel tracts, but differently helping people how we can live out the gospel in the community. So that is my kind of working background experience. And while, you know, in this vision casting seminar, we call vision conference, and the end of the day, on the third day, we challenge people to do some kind of acts of love in the communities. And local churches make a different plans, and people come with a different acts of love plan. And one of the lady participants from the central region, in 2010, she come up with a plan to help one orphan boy in her community. And that boy was kind of a helpless orphan in a community. His father had died fallen from the tree, and mother was kind of paralyzed and could not help. When she went back to the village, and, you know, the boy was orphaned, and their family, the mother and child, were helpless, and community people knew, and nobody were helping. And this lady went back, and then she decided to take this orphan home. And she joined this boy in a school, and she committed herself to take care of this boy as her own son. As we go in few days or maybe month to hear the stories, this lady share her story in the midst of like 70 people, pastors and leaders from different places. And she was sharing. I was really touched. This lady said, you know, this boy, you know, when we see her message that how we can love the community, and she really felt to care for an orphan in a community. And she, where she was sharing, and I was really touched, and then my tears, they fall from my eyes, and then I was really moved. And then I started sharing about the lady's story, how she brought the orphan home. And then I felt like if a lady, poor, kind of a low caste, from a village, could bring this boy home and, you know, accept as her own son and provide love, care, and everything, how if all the churches in Nepal, families, you know, decide or plan to bring the boy home, orphan home, so there would be like 8,000 or plus children will get home immediately if one church decide to bring one church. So that was my kind of a preparation for doing our ministry with orphan care. So that's my the involvement with orphan ministries.
Wow. So World Without Orphans is a growing movement for every child to grow up in a nurturing permanent family and to know their Heavenly Father. So Nepal Without Orphans is an extension of that. So how did Nepal Without Orphans begin?
So the story I said, so there I started from 2010, I was starting to share this story of a lady, and there were other ladies, also other men, other pastors and leaders doing orphan care ministry in different places. And I was really moving, and I felt that I should focus on orphan care. So if the local church can focus. So I was just having that mind, and there was a 414 conference organized in Thailand, and I was invited, and I had an opportunity to attend the World Without Orphan Choice Session, and that there I met a number of leaders from World Without Orphan, and I was really more touched. I was more envisioned, and I really felt like God is calling me to do this, to mobilize churches in Nepal for orphan care. So when I came back, and I invited the World Without Orphan team were going to India, so I said, why can't you come to Nepal and speak to our leaders also, so that this movement can grow in Nepal? So the Ruby and Roslan, David and other people, Anita, there are a number of people were going, and I said, so I was happy to have them in Nepal, and we had a vision casting seminar, and we were within a 15 days of time, we were able to organize a seminar for 84 leaders throughout Nepal. And we had this was just 2 days vision casting seminar, and within these 2 days, the pastors leaders were really really able to cut the vision, and the final day and final session, we really made a plan that within a 10 years of time, we want to see Nepal without orphan, and we made a plan, we prayed, and then so we are having now 2016, so we already organized few seminars in different places, and we are starting to see the churches being catching the vision and starting to care orphans and bringing them home, caring different ways.
So I know that Nepal Without Orphans is not a registered organization, due to the struggle with government and the persecution of Christians. But what is your work? What is the work? What are you doing currently through Nepal Without Orphans?
Yes, this is we are trying to work to register and do work officially. But right now we have a network of churches throughout Nepal. And as I said, I was involved in training from last 2004. So we have a nationwide connection throughout nation, and we have a leadership team in different places. Now we have seven people in the coordinating team. So I'm a national coordinator, and we have a now in a new constitution there are seven states. So and so we are having leaders from all seven states. So I am a coordinator for this movement, and we are organizing now the vision casting seminar, and with our national team and local team, and my role is to communicate with the churches and denomination, and also friends nationally, and prepare also materials about so we don't have materials developed. So we are just working on it, and we whatever resources we have. So we are also finding leaders who would be good facilitators to share the vision on different in different people, maybe church role and legally different subjects. So my role would be to prepare or develop materials. So I'm working on it and plan, make a national plan with a team. And this is my vision. So every time we do, so new plans will come. And so this is my kind of lead the team in Nepal for Nepal Without Orphan.
So I just want to remind our listeners that you are listening to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry. To learn more about adoption, foster care, and global orphan care ministry like we're talking about today, visit our website at justicefororphansny.org. My guest today, joining us all the way from Nepal, is Pastor Tek Prasad Rajal of Nepal Without Orphans. Nepal Without Orphans is part of a global movement for a world where every child is part of a loving Christian family. Pastor Tek, the Nepali church is beginning to respond to this message to care for the orphan. Would you share a story of how you've seen the church begin to get involved?
Yes. Immediately after, I think, 2014, we had a vision casting seminar, and we had leaders from different regions were invited when the World Without Orphan team came to Nepal. So what happened was, in few months before, there was this is one of the story in central southern region of Nepal, and there was a couple married early, and the woman was just 18 and man was 20, but then they already had two children. But some reason the man died, and there were two children became a kind of hopeless or kind of an orphan, and they had no hope. And this was the situation. This lady from a central southern part of Nepal also joined, and immediately we had another vision casting seminar in that region. And that vision sharing was very effective and touching to this. There were many churches, but one lady, the pastor's wife, caught the vision, and she decided to help this family in whatever way she could at that time. And legally she could not adopt, but then what she could do was to bring those children whole day with her, and while the mother goes for a work, and she feed these children, one son and one and a daughter of this woman, and she take care of everything in a day. And sometimes she keep those children with her, and then And meaning the rest of all time, she, in the evening, she could send these girls, two children back with a mother. So it was a kind of a difficult time for the family, and community were not really caring these children. You know, we have a kind of a belief in different culture and different society that the orphans are bad luck, widows are bad luck, and nobody really care. But these, the pastor's wife who attended vision casting seminar and was able to care for them, and it really changed their perception to look after, you know, look towards the orphan and widows. And now they, this family is so happy, and children going to go to school, and this lady, you know, goes for work, and somewhere they are helping, and community has really, you know, started to see differently towards the orphan. That is a one story, a little bit about the pastors who attended vision casting seminar and started to look after a two orphan in a family different way. But there is another story in the same region that there were a few orphans in a home, but some reason they lose their supporters. But before that, just a month before, we had a vision casting seminar, and then we were sharing the role of the churches to care for orphans. And these vision casting seminar really, in this time, they, you know, God spoke to these leaders. And then when these all leaders knew about the situation of children in home, they all come with a plan to help this home. Mm. And there were number of pastors and leaders committed their, to support for a whole year food. Some supported for, dress. Some supported for a stationery. That way, so they are now having, the local churches are taking care of the home. So this is kind of an impact I see from one of the regions. There are different stories in different regions, but there are two effective, work that has taken by the local churches as their responsibility to look after the churches, the orphans.
Wonderful. Pastor Tech, what is on your heart that you really want our listeners to understand from this conversation today?
What I understand, what I want to share my listeners in Nepal and outside is the local church is a transforming agent. And I can say the hope of the nation, hope of the community, hope of the individuals that God has a plan for the church. So the orphans' situation in every nation is very crucial, challenging. There are so many orphans, and these days, because of different reasons, the children are becoming orphans. And we have all, all churches, if all churches, this is a big vision, and if every churches, every Christians play a role, so I think this is a big vision, but it can be possible that the orphan can have a loving home. So I think this vision needs to be shared, and there are different way that people can help, the churches can help, the organization can help. So if in Nepal concern, there are churches, if they can share this message about orphan care in our church maybe once in a month, and churches can catch the vision. There are number of children, orphan in a community, and there are no guardians. There is a widow, she has a job, and she has to go different places for earn money, work for a work, but the children are hopeless. There is no one to take care. If the churches can be a guardian for maybe orphan, maybe for schooling, or where he's going, what time he comes, kind of if he becomes a, if somebody from a church becomes a guardian, so, or somebody can pray, or there are other way that people can help, you know, financially, or speak on behalf of them. There are different resources. So there are different ways to help the churches, and there are family willing to bring the children home, but they have not enough resources, finances. If some people can join with them to help, I think so. Different way the churches can help the the orphans to bring home, and so we are also kind of helping to have an income generation program in different areas. So maybe have a small fund, and then maybe to invest some places, some areas that local churches or some families can invest and make an income. And that way also somebody can maybe help, or somebody can pay a tuition fees, maybe buy books. There are different ways that people can involve. And we are just having the All World with Our Orphan, Nepal with Our Orphan is just starting. And we are just in a stage of sharing vision. And we need kind of a training also. We need training manuals, materials also to be developed. So there are different ways people can help, I think, from inside and outside.
And you personally have helped a young man who was orphaned. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. there was a man named Rajan. I met him in 2009. And this man was, I don't know where he was from. He himself did not know. And sometime somebody brought him in Kathmandu, and he was left in somebody's house. But the family where he was left also could not help, and they also put him in somewhere, orphan homes, and some reasons he was also could not be there, or some reason he was also gone out from home also. And then I don't know, maybe 10, 15 years of time where he lived. But in 2009, I met him in one church. So he was very good in, keeping a garden, planting flowers. So he was very good in doing that. But he had nobody to look after him. And when I met him, this man was a young, like a 15, 16 years of man. And I invited him in home. We had a good meal. And then I started sharing and asking him more questions, how his life was, and where his families and things. But he had no idea where he was from, how he came. And so I felt like maybe I should, have a good meal with him one more time. And then I bought him a good dress, maybe shoes and short pants, everything. And then he told me, when we were eating, so he said this was his first time having a full new dress in his body. So it really touched me very much. And I was really moved. So there are people like this in our community, even in a city like this. And so if around the nation, so how many would be? So kind of this question came, and then I asked him, so what do you want to do? And then he said, if I have some money, maybe I would, buy some flowers and plant and sell like that nursery. But then still the nursery could cost or more, and he needed a land. Land was so costly. And then I said, I had a little amount of money we used to kind of separate as in our children's birthday or in our marriage anniversary, something like that. And I and my, you know, we together with my family decided to give some kind of, some amount of money to him, and said, if we give him, you know, some amount of money, so what you would do? And then he said, maybe I would start a nursery and or something. But then later he come up with a idea, maybe have a, some shop, you know, kind of a hotel, also have a kind of a street food, you know, kind of a business. So maybe few months after, so he decided to have a, the, you know, the business. And then that business was a small business, but now it has, it is growing, you know, big. And he now, he makes a kind of a, maybe $50 to $60 a day. It's a big income now. I mean, compared to, so the street, other markets, that he is making really good amount of money. And then now they are married. And then later somebody from a community knew that this boy was getting married. And then this old lady informed somewhere to her his relatives that, you know, the boy was here and he was getting married. And they come, and he knew that his family was different than who he was. You know, he used to say that he was saying he was from Acharya family, but he was Timalsina families. I mean, Timalsina family background. So now they are having really good, you know, living. And then now they come to church. They both husband and wife, you know, newly married. And some reason this the boy married, the lady cannot have a, you know, baby because of some defect. And they now plan to, you know, adopt some children for, you know, for their family. So they said, oh, if we can have a children to be, to adopt, so we want to. So this was, this is a story of my personal in 2009, you know, so.
Thank you so much, Pastor Tech, for joining us today and for all that you were doing on behalf of that young man and the orphans of Nepal. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you so much for, you know, speaking to me, you know, giving opportunity to, you know, share what we are doing a little bit and how, what is our, you know, plan. And thank you so much.
Thank you. To learn more about the orphan crisis in Nepal, you can visit the website afamilyforeveryorphan.org. And then some announcements. Orphan Sunday is less than 2 months away. Will your church be standing for vulnerable children everywhere on November 13th? Nepal Without Orphans, I know, is organizing a day of prayer with prayer teams from all 14 zones and teams from 75 districts throughout Nepal. Would your church pray for orphans and foster children on Orphan Sunday? Visit orphansunday.org to get your church on the map. Justice for Orphans 5K fundraiser is on Saturday, October 15th, in conjunction with the Bounding Love Christian Fellowship's Harvest Festival in Ravenna. Come run or walk the 5K, support JFO, bring the family, and stay for lots of free fall family fun. And join us on Saturday, October 22nd at 9 a.m. at Faith Baptist Church in Rexford as we gather to encourage and equip the church to protect the fatherless through orphan ministry, adoption, and foster care. Details about both the 5K and the Orphan Conference on our website, justicefororphansny.org.
Thank you for supporting this program by listening today, sharing what you've heard, and praying for orphans and children in need everywhere. More information is available at justicefororphansny.org. Visit and discover how you can make a difference in a child's life. And be sure to tune in to Orphans No More next Friday.